Congregation may be seated, and we're going to transition to a really special time here in our church service. I'm going to need to grab a chair. Ruth, we're going to have you come up front here just for a second. I'll get a chair for you. Well, we want you, just for a second, we want to pray over you. I'm going to grab this one right here. There we go. Ruth is passing 100 years in style. There's no doubt about it. And so I put you up here, and the ladies have something really special for you, and then I have got a couple questions for you too, Ruth. Okay?
Well, Ruth, when I was a little girl, I was one time, there was a TV show called Queen for a Day. So we don't know what, and they asked for really funny little things like a toaster oven or a very simple guess, and if they won, the audience chose who had the best wish. And our wish for you.
Another 100 years.
You are precious to us all, and we know that you deserve to be our queen.
She's our queen for the day. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So we're excited. We're going to celebrate Ruth here in the fellowship hall in just a moment. And there's a slideshow that really details the last 100 years for Ruth. I love the title of the slideshow. So clever and so much like this family. It says Ruth's, I think it's Mormors, which is grandma in Danish. Mother, yeah. Mother's mother. Oh, grandma, I mean, close. Yeah, all right. Mother's mother. It says Mormors' first 100 years. So, in other words, there's more to come, is what we're talking about here. And so we're going to celebrate in there in just a second. But I want to ask you two things. Just give us some advice here. So first of all, what's something that kept your heart physically in shape?
Well,
something
it's
you did.
In very good shape. it's an AFib.
Okay, it's an AFib. All right. But was it something you ate or did in your life? You can give us some health tips here for all of us. A lot of milk. All right. Miles, did you hear that? Milk. All right. A lot of milk. And then, so these are questions about your heart, because we see physically you have an amazing heart, but you have what we talked about today. You have a wonderful heart for people. And so is there something you did spiritually, just your heart just exudes God's grace. So is there something you did with people that blessed them with your heart for people?
Yeah, that's a hard one.
We see it. We all see it.
I just have such a lot of love in my family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps me, these wonderful young people that are just so much a part of my
So life. Surround yourself with loving, supportive people. Yes. That's what I'm hearing you say. Yes. Okay, I think that's something we all
and
can do.
And church family too.
And church family too, yep.
I just love you.
I'm hearing community, love, be in a community that loves and supports you is what I'm hearing from her, okay?
And she gives love.
And she is the most loving. Yeah, she is, yep. All right, let's say a prayer, then we're going to sing happy birthday, okay? Lord, we thank you for, wow, what a special heart you've given to Ruth, and it's really anchored in her faith. It's her faith, but then what's behind her faith is a Lord and Savior that's cleared the path for eternal life. Lord, I thank you for a physical heart that has withstood so much. What a gift that is to her body and how she's accomplished so much in her life. But then, Lord, as we all see, what a beautiful spiritual heart she has. Loving to others, open to receiving love from those who support and love her. And I thank you for her and how this love is spread through her family in a special way. Bless them in their celebration today, and may we take just a few lessons from Ruth in her life as we live it out as well. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's sing happy birthday to Ruth. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ruth. Happy birthday to you. All right, you can head. Yeah, you're out of here. Yeah, so the celebration continues for Ruth. Again, everyone's welcome into that fellowship hall. There's a great presentation for her titled More More's First 100 Years. I just love that.